Remember those baptismal certificates that hung on your grandparents' wall? Beautiful. They had the baptism of Jesus and other images and their name. It was always a constant reminder of the gift that the Lord Jesus gave them in their baptism. Well, we have a new version of that. If you visit wolfsoncreative.com, you can see the baptismal certificates there. They're available electronically for congregations to print as many as you want, or individually, paper copies for families to hang on the wall and treasure the Lord's gift of baptism. The website is wolfsoncreative.com. And with each purchase, Issues Etc. gets a portion of the proceeds to carry on their work. Thanks for visiting wolfsoncreative.com.
All right, it's time to pick our blogs of the week. We will pick your blog, or at least we'll consider picking your blog. If you have the Issues Etc. widget, find it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. It's right there at the bottom of the page. You got to let us know that you have the widget at your blog. Talk back at issuesetc.org.
My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week is a blog called We Are All Beggars. It's by Pastor Anthony Voltatorini.
Wow. He practiced.
I've been practicing that one. I probably got it wrong. Sorry about that, Pastor. It's a blog post, Life Through the Eyes of a Lutheran Pastor, is the subtitle of the blog. And this blog post is titled For the Despairing. Not for those who are unconcerned about their sin, but for those who despair of it. Not for those who pretend they are sinners, but for those who know they are truly coarse and condemned. Not for those whose conscience is at peace, but for those who doubt their righteousness. Some words from our fathers. This is by C.F.W. Walther. Do not be surprised that you can find anything worthy in yourself and only sin. You should learn to sing praises to Christ and to completely despair in yourself, a person in whom one can find nothing good unless God once did something good in you. You should not try to acquire such righteousness that you would no longer appear to be a sinner. It would be disgraceful to act like that, even if you knew the Word of God. That would be to deny the Savior. C.F.W. Walther, a quick Luther quote, say to Christ, you, my Lord Jesus, are my righteousness. I am your sin. You have taken from me what is mine and have given me what is yours. You became what you were not and made me to be what I was not. Beware of your ceaseless working for righteousness, which is so great that you no longer appear as a sinner in your own eyes and do not want to be a sinner. For Christ lives only for sinners. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, We Are All Beggars.
My pick comes from a blog called The Shepherd's Study. I think I've actually picked this one before. And it has a quote from Luther, the first sermon at the baptism of Bernard of Anhalt. It's about the baptism of Jesus. It's a longer quote, worthy of your reading. Here's just a taste of it. Because he, Jesus, has become the sinner who has all our sin placed on him, he truly does need baptism and must be baptized for the forgiveness of sins, not with respect to his own person, which is innocent and spotless, but for the sake of us whose sin he bears, he plunges them into his baptism and washes them away from himself. That is, he washes them from us, since he has stepped into our person, so that they must be drowned and die in his baptism. My pick for blog of the week, we'll have both of them at our website, issuesetc.org. Listen on demand. When we come back, hour two of Issues Etc., we'll talk with Dr. Frank Beckwith about the 38th anniversary of Roe v. Wade.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans, you're listening to Issues Etc.